Yo, what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon-exclusive show where I, Blessing Adio A. Jr., I go online, I find a top 10 list, I bring it back to Tim, Ma, fucking Geddes, and Barrett Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Tim, I feel like we've had not great lists recently.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know? Great episodes.
Great episodes,
great content, course. Great banter between me and you, but the lists themselves, nah.
And here's what I'll say. I've been trying to stray away from the gamer because I feel like we go to the gamer a lot, right? And I love the gamer, but I don't want to make gamer the exclusive well that I go down. So I've taken a break, right? I've gone to Destructoid. Okay. I've gone to IGN.
You feel like we're bullying the gamer too much?
No, not that we're bullying the gamer. It's just that I love the premises of their list so much that I just keep going to them because I know they always have something for me. So I've been trying to go to other outlets.
You slacked us, I think, yesterday. What was it? Top five games that you would want to play with your dog or something?
But they framed it even better. It was top five games I wish I could play with my dog.
and the thumbnail is a dude and like another...
High-fiving another dude but a dog's head.
Yeah, with like a dog's head.
It was that was
like
a curse.
Real talk, like... Barrett, like what dog or what game would you want to play with Lulu? Because like I don't know that I want to play a game with Moose or Toretto.
Like, are we in the concept that like, just thinking about her personality, she has the ability to play games and understand games and stuff like that. But just based off of her personality, is that the premise here? I think she would be fun to play Mario Kart with. She's got a very competitive spirit. But also she just
you'd still beat her ass though, right? Don't go easy on her.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. She seems like someone who would like really like try to practice a lot though. And then also, I don't know if there's a lot of multiplayer games that she'd be into, because you know what it is, Tim. Especially when she was a little baby puppy, she would watch me play Assassin's Creed when I was playing all the Assassin's Creeds for in review, and she was like obsessed with particularly like Odyssey and Valhalla. So I think she would get into like open world RPGs.
Wow.
Yeah.
To read through their list real quick, right? Because it's five games. So this is the gamers, five video games I wish I could play with my dog. Number five, Rock Band.
I mean, fuck, I'm with that, dude.
Yeah, that's fun. That's
I love it.
Number four, Animal Shelter. I've not heard of this game.
I don't know it.
Number three, Rocket League. Cool. Number two, I think you said the ball.
Chase the ball.
Yeah, chase the ball. Okay. I get it. Number two, Dance Dance Revolution, which is really funny.
Oh my god, Toretto would be so good. Moose would not be.
And then number one is just anything VR. which I appreciate. Honestly, I appreciate that list.
Rocket League's a good one. That might be a rare multiplayer one for Lulu, because she likes when we play ball, we don't do the typical fetch. She likes me kicking around the ball like we're playing soccer.
Yeah.
So she'd be into Rocket League, I think.
So here's the thing.
Moose loves being chased more than anything. Pac-Man. Pac-Man would be his.
That'd be really fun.
Sorry. Continue.
So yeah, here's the thing, right? I've been straying away. I've been going to Destructoids, IGNs, because I feel like those are outlets. But I'm like, oh, these are my outlets. And like I've been disappointed by both of them recently. And so you know what? I'm getting the fuck back to the gamer today.
Oh!
We're going back to the gamer with a list titled The 10 Greatest Schools in Video Games.
Shit.
The 10 Greatest Schools in Video Games. And I fucking love this list. Because I never thought about how many schools are in video games.
Yeah, that's...
There's quite a few.
There's quite a few.
Like, you're talking about Persona schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably...
Fire Emblem.
I would go Persona 5. Fire Emblem Three Houses. Oh, I gotta type these down.
But, like, what do we think? Are we talking most iconic? Are we talking about, like, are they going to get into, like, to a weird aspect of, like, how it is actually as a school?
How reputable is the school?
Yeah.
Are they a private school? I would think it's, like, how much school is it? You know, like, how school is the school?
I feel what he's saying.
Yeah. Like, it's, like, are you, like... Are you going to class? Like, are you hanging out in, like, extracurriculars?
Bulworth is number one.
Bulworth is in there.
Bulworth is number one. Bulworth not
is,
just
is
in
that
there.
Bully?
That's Bully.
Yeah, that's Bully. That's top three for me.
Let's make a list of just games that schools are, like the main thing.
Rival schools.
That is a deep cut. I mean, definitely.
But, like, I forget. I've never played rival schools, if I'm being honest.
That's what I was saying. I mean, I'm
are
sure
they
there are schools.
Like... Yeah. Is it for people from different schools? I guess that's the rival schools thing.
Yeah, they're fighters. But, like, yeah, admittedly, I'm with you. Not
Dodgeball Academy?
Oh, Dodgeball Academia. I'm going to type that down.
So
I really like
Three
Dodgeball
Houses.
Academia. Yep. I put Persona 5 here.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Ooh. That's a great one.
What's I don't know if that's going to be on here, though.
What's the name of that school?
It should be, though. Honestly, Like having, now that I've 100% of this fucking game, like the amount of cool shit at the school that's like the bonus content, I was really impressed with. Like the way that they use the like the teachers to actually teach you elements of the game for a game that I've been playing for 30 years, I was pretty impressed. I was like, oh, I learned some shit.
So here I have Persona 5, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Bulworth, Dodgeball Academia, Pokemon Scarlet / Violet School, which I think that's in here because I think that's why you make this list. This list was from 4 days ago.
Oh fuck! Okay.
What's a game that? Or maybe it's because Hogwarts Legacy is coming up.
Oh yeah, I was about to say Hogwarts is probably. Hogwarts should be on the list.
Probably, and that'll probably be
Chamber of Secrets? Prisoner of Azkaban?
Chamber of Secrets is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Because Hogwarts is like the most iconic school in entertainment history.
Order of the Phoenix. If they're going game specific, Order of the Phoenix. Because I think that was the first game of like the more modern ones that wasn't stuck on like PS1 or early PS2, like the first few games were, where you could like fully explore Hogwarts in like a very like detailed 3D space and stuff like that. That was pretty impressive.
I will be utterly shocked if
Harry Potter's not on here.
If Harry Potter's not on here, but I will be shocked if it's any of the games you're talking about. I think it'll be Lego Harry Potter, if anything.
Okay.
I'm with you where I know people love certain installments on the PS1 and 2 era, but I just don't think that like those games are going to make the list on this, whereas Lego, like, it's easier. Whereas I think that them making the list, it is just Hogwarts Legacy they're talking about, but they haven't played it, so they don't know.
All right, so we got six schools here, and honestly, that was really easy to list those six. So there must be there must be tons.
But now I'm starting to struggle though. Yeah. Like, what is the
some more schools?
It's a top 10 list, right?
Top 10.
Yeah, man. Okay.
10 greatest schools in video games. Point that out, because you're asking what they're asking for, right? So it's not 10 best, 10 greatest, which I think puts it about icon status versus...
Yeah, that's a good point. There's no schools in Mario.
No. I don't think it's going to make it here, but Pokemon Stadium 2 does have like an academy mode that I frequented a lot.
Yeah.
But I think Pokemon Scarlet and Violet would...
And so did Pokemon Puzzle League.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn,
okay. Now
I mean, let's think about Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Are we missing any schools? Donkey Kong? No.
No.
Mario?
Did Earthbound have a school? Those are a bunch of dumb kids.
No.
No. Okay.
Not a noteworthy school, at the very least. Was there a school in F-Zero? Did they go to driving school? Oh, wait. The
Gran Turismo.
Top 10 greatest schools in video. Well, I was thinking, like, GTA has, like, driving school.
Yeah. Shit,
but those aren't great. Actually, nobody likes those schools.
No.
Now that I think about it. Oh, man.
I'm just trying to think of other games where you play as kids.
I think the thing here, right, is there are different kinds of schools. So is there a fighting school? Is there a driving school?
I don't know.
Is there a flying school?
I'm interested if we're going to get into that stuff. Because, Pilot Wings, I think, technically, that whole thing is like it's a flying school.
Going through PlayStation franchises, right? God of War, Ghosts,
Uncharted,
Last of Us. I would not want to go to school in The Last of Us World.
No.
Oh, man, this is actually harder than I thought.
Yeah.
Thinking through the Smash Brothers characters, like, I can't imagine Jigglypuff going to school.
I feel like there's some schools that were straight up missing.
Yeah.
Was there, like, any Assassin's Creed schools?
Not really. They're all adults, you know, so it's like they're not really going to school.
What are games with teenagers? I think that's where we should be looking.
Yeah,
Life is Strange, was there school there?
Life is Strange 1.
Life is Strange 1, they are in a school. I guess, yeah. Like, I mean, I don't remember the school, like, that much as an institution, but the characters, like, the teacher is a major character. I'm going to put Life is Strange down. I think Life is Strange could be on there.
I think that's a good one.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
We got seven.
Yeah, we got seven. Right now, I've written down Persona 5, Fire Emblem Three Houses, Bulworth, Dodgeball Academia, Pokemon Scarlet,
this is a rare...
Harry Potter, Life Strange.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Yeah. This is a rare instance of us not having 10, even though.
Yeah.
Normally, we have more, and we're like, what's the order going to be? Like, let's get into it. Let's see what they got.
I feel like I might have upset myself here, not being able to think of some more. So, the 10 greatest schools in video games. Number 10... San Romero High from Lollipop Chainsaw. I would never have gotten to this.
Me neither. I never played it.
Yeah.
James Gunn?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. James Gunn. And I think they talked about remastering this or something. We'll see if that happens.
James Gunn didn't know about that.
Number 9, Guild of Heroes from Fable.
Oh, yeah.
It's outside my wheelhouse as well.
Yeah. Number not a school guy, I guess.
And number eight, Blackwell Academy, Life is Strange. Hell cool. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, the more I think about it, a lot of shit happened at Blackwell Academy.
I was going to say.
There was that one kid.
I associate Life is Strange 1, like, the most with, like, school. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's because they like there's a lot of time spent outside of the school, but I guess school is kind of the center of a lot of things in Life is Strange.
So what's interesting here, we are now three in.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were not on our list. One of them was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are we going to nail it the rest of the way with the exception of the one that we're missing?
I think maybe.
I mean, looking at our list, I Dodgeball Academia is a toss-up, but I think aside from that, I could see us nailing the rest. Let's go. Number seven. Stereo High, Lost Judgment.
Oh,
you know what? Fair. Shit. I play Lost Judgment, and yeah, like this was a pretty cool spot. Like this game, I don't know if you how much you know about Lost Judgment, Tim, but like there was like a bullying thing that is going on in the school, and that's kind of where all the stuff starts. And I think you go in as a substitute teacher undercover, Barrett. Is that right? Do you remember?
I only played a little bit of this, but like I do remember a lot of people talking about the like bullying part of this game being kind of like the peak of it, so it makes sense that this would be on here.
Yeah, this makes a lot of sense. And number seven, or sorry, number six, Hogwarts from Lego Harry Potter Collection.
There you go,
Tim. Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah,
absolutely nailed it.
Checks out.
Now we're down to the top five. Number five, College of Winterhold from Skyrim.
Fucking nerds going to college.
I guess. Like, it fits the definition of school, but I don't know. I view this more as, like, an academy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's more of an academy than a
You're
school.
Such a
Is there a difference? I don't fucking know. When I think school, I think, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. You know? Like, anxious, being young and anxious and, like, oh, man, am I going to pass the test? You know, that's what I think of when I think of school. Where's the Riverdale video game? And number four, Academy of Raya Lucaria from Elden Ring.
All right.
Cool right. Location.
It's a location. Like, the thing I'm more sold with on Skyrim, it sounds like you can go here to hone things for your, like, whatever.
For your magic, yeah, you can.
For your magic and stuff like that. I mean, you just kind of go here and fight a bunch of people. I don't think of it as, like, a...
That's a lot of people's school experience, though, Barrett.
That's true. That's true. That's fair.
Dodge rolling. Dodge rolled all the way throughout high school. All
right, so we're down to top three. I feel like
this number one. I'm guaranteeing.
I think we have to have nailed the top three, right? Because I think a Persona has to be on here. I think Fire Emblem Three Houses is probably on here, and I think Bulworth is on here. I think Bulworth is probably number one.
I think it goes Bulworth, Sujin Academy, and then what was the third? The
Fire Emblem. I agree. Tim, do you have any?
I think Pokemon's on the list.
Tim thinks Pokemon is on the list. Well, we'll see. Number three, Gurig Mach Monastery for Fire Emblem Three Houses. I for sure mispronounced the name of it, but you get where I'm coming from. Fire Emblem Three Houses
Gareg
is on here.
Gareg is how you say
it. Gareg. Gareg Miller. Cool. All right. That's number three. And number two, Shujin Academy from Persona 5.
Number two.
Number one, Bulworth Academy from Bully. Absolutely. You know what? I fuck with this list.
Yeah.
Same. I fuck with this list. You nailed the top three, and I think the rest had some inspired choices that I get. I understand on a spiritual level.
On a spiritual level. Yeah, you know, I'll give it to them. I'll give it to them a couple of weird choices, but a couple weird. Weird's not bad.
So
the Elden Ring Skyrim ones, but like, you know what? I'll take some.
Maybe I would have moved the Life is Strange school up a little bit because I think the school is a bit
you
more.
You didn't even remember that it had a school.
Listen, all right. Listen. The more I think on the school, the more I realize that a lot of events happened at that school. Let me tell you, some life changing events happened at that school in Life is Strange.
Strange events in your life.
Man, some strange events happened. Yep, I'm giving this list the shit rating. I think this is a good list. So is Tim. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comments below. What are some of your favorite schools in video games? Let us know. Until next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett on the Ones and Twos. It's been our pleasure to serve you.